Long ago, when the world was first created, it was all so beautiful. All the animals decided to live in one place, and all the birds decided to live together in another. And it was decided that the animals would have a party in celebration of the world and life itself. And no one was more excited about the animal party than Bat. After all, he's up all night. He's a perfect party animal. So on the night of the party, he got all dressed up in his best party clothes and headed down to the party. And there was Wombat the bouncer. "Evening, Wombat. Lovely night for a party," said Bat.
"Hey there, Bat. Where do you think you're going?"
"Oh, I'm going to party," said Bat. Wombat looked at him up and down.
"This is an animal party, Bat."
"Yeah, I'm an animal. Look, I've got fur, I've got teeth. Definitely an animal."
Wombat said, "You got wings, Bat."
"You're not an animal, you're a bird.
You're not invited, Bat. Off you go."
Poor Bat. He just flew up onto a nearby tree and sat on a branch and cried and cried. And he made that little branch all slippery with his tears. And he slipped, slipped, slipped round and oops! He just fell upside down and he just hung there. And then one day, Bat heard about the birds having a party. Oh, yippee! And he got all dressed up in his best party clothes and headed down to the bird party, and there was Eagle the bouncer. "Hello, Eagle," said Bat.
"Just a minute, Bat. What are you doing here?"
I'm going to the party."
"This is a bird party, Bat."
"Yeah. I'm a bird. Look, I got wings. See? Definitely a bird."
"You got fur, Bat. Sharp little teeth. Birds have feathers and beaks, not fur and teeth. Now get out of here before I pick you."
Poor Bat. He flew up onto the tree and sat on the branch and watched the birds singing and dancing. And he cried and he cried and slip, slip, whoop. Oh, he slipped all the way till he hung upside down while his tears fell to the ground. And he still hangs like that today.